The very name strikes fear into anyone who has ever requested IT assistance. Troy Adnan is an IT specialist, Batman enthusiast, and shit stirrer. When someone needs to unplug it and plug it back in again, whenever a definitive ranking of Robins is needed, whenever a dumb thing needs a snarky comment, there's only one person for the job. Troy Adnan. Welcome to the continuing adventures of John Blade, Super Spy, an original audio drama written by Kyle Encinas and produced by Evil Kitten Productions. Last time, on the continuing adventures of John Blade, Super Spy.
What the hell happened here?
John Blade is dead.
Well, that's unexpected. Well done, Baltus.
It wasn't me.
But then who?
Hi. I'm Jeff.
Dude, I gotta say, I didn't think you had it in you.
Oh, neither did I. I do not remember eating that.
I mean, it's kind of awesome, man.
What are you talking about?
John Blade, man. You took him out. You're like the coolest fucking dude on the planet.
What was that you were saying about smooth sailing?
Who the fuck are you? How did you get in here?
I don't think that's important, do you?
Look, I've already had a fucked up day as it is. What do you want?
I'm looking for someone, and you're going to help me find them.
Who are you looking for?
John Blade. Where have you guys taken him?
About that.
He's dead.
Yeah.
And you, on your first day, are responsible for killing him.
Yeah.
This is great!
Oh,
what?
She's a psychopath.
No, it's not great, per se. I mean, you did kill someone and should feel the weight of that for the rest of your life.
Oh, man.
This is my shot. My opportunity. I'm going to save the world. Someone's coming. If you two mention me to anyone, you're gonna have Army Rangers and Delta Squad so far up your ass, you're gonna be like, man, I'm uncomfortable.
What? All right, we got it. We're not gonna say anything.
Whoa.
Be cool, Troy, you heard her. She's gonna do butt stuff to us if we don't, which would be fine. I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum.
Did you see that? She shimmied into that air duct like that panda in that video.
Be cool!
Look, she's gone. We need to tell someone.
No, we can't! If they find her, they'll kill her.
If we don't tell them and Tantamount knows we didn't say anything, he'll kill us.
It'll be fine. Deny, deny, deny. That's what my dad always did.
How long have your parents been divorced?
That's not important. Just don't say anything. I can't have another dead person on my conscience.
But I...
Troy, please. Tantamount's coming. What do I say?
I don't think you need to say anything. Say nothing. No profile.
I need you to get your shit together.
You just don't get it, do you?
Put that away. What has gotten into you?
Professor, just the man we wanted to see.
No profile. Well, if it isn't Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan.
What?
You gonna just gump your way into another life-changing and historical event?
I don't...
Why am I Lieutenant Dan?
Well, that's enough, Baltus. I will see you later. I'm sorry about that. She's a bit out of sorts right now. Baltus will be right as rain soon. What did you want to talk to me about?
Well, Troy and I were...
Oh boy, is that the time? If we're gonna stay on schedule for the ignition sequence, I'm gonna need to get back to the control room.
Quite right, Mr. Adnan.
Troy, you sure? You don't want to give me a hand with this?
Nah, you got it.
Troy!
It's no matter, Jeff. We shall press on together. Now, what did you want to talk to me about?
Yeah. I just...
Apologies, Jeff. I must take this.
Sir, we've received communiques from North Korea, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia wishing to congratulate you on your impending victory want to get ahead of the rush and make appointments to visit the volcano.
Just add them to the list. Well, I'll deal with that later.
Sir, they're adamant and they all want to talk to you.
Later, Central. I will deal with them later.
Understood. Central out.
Apologies, Jeffrey.
It's no worries at all. Sounds like things are getting busy, sir.
Just a tad, nothing to worry about. You know, the hard part was taking over the world, and now that that's accomplished, should be nothing but bright skies ahead, eh?
I can imagine that this must be a great moment for you, sir.
Oh, not just for me, my boy, but for the world. Things are going to start changing for the better. No more petty squabbling, no more clashes between religions, national identities, or creeds. One world, one voice.
That sounds very altruistic, Professor. I'm actually a little
surprised. I know that there's a lot of mayhem and distrust out there right now. I want to do my part to bring order, quell the chaos. I know that taking over the world with a weather machine sounds bad, but ultimately I just think I could run things a little bit better. Forgive me, I'm a dreamer.
Don't apologize. It's kind of nice to hear.
Damn it! Jeffrey, give me a moment. Central, what is it?
Professor, it's the European Union. They want to get a head start on logistics. Who reports to whom? What agencies will have authority, border laws, and such?
In due time, Central, in due time. Tell the EU that there will be plenty of time to discuss in the coming days.
Sir!
Due time.
Understood. Central out.
Professor, if you need to take those calls...
No! I'm having a nice conversation with the man that changed the course of the world. They can wait.
I'm not all that important.
But you spend a lot of time downplaying yourself, you know that? Making yourself seem smaller.
I don't know about that.
You're doing it right now. My boy, sometimes you just have to accept some things are luck and some things are fate. You've been handed a great opportunity, and I would hate to see you waste it because of some sort of, aw, shucks, not me, mentality.
I appreciate that, sir.
You deserve more than you think you do. What do you want, Jeff? Right now. Anything that I can provide, I will give, because you deserve it.
Maybe I...
And name it.
Health insurance?
That's what you want? You shall have it! Let me get my assistant on the communicator. Central, could you send Mimi down to Corridor 3B?
Sir, the EU is adamant about getting a transition plan in place before the UN formally surrenders.
The UN will make no such announcement until we reactivate the machine. So the EU will have to wait.
They just want something, sir. An outline, an abstract. You have to give them something.
Oh, I'm sorry, Central. Do you have a PhD? Did you build a weather device of inexplicable power?
No.
Then I would thank you not to presume to tell me what I need to give anyone. Send Mimi down here at once. Tantamount out. Can you believe that?
The nerve.
I'll give the EU my plan when I'm damn well ready.
Damn right, sir. Out of curiosity, what is the plan moving forward?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever thought about it.
What?
Well, I'm the Emperor of the world.
Naturally. And then?
I'll be Emperor. That's it.
Well, what about quelling the chaos? Surely you have a plan.
Well, I will have done what I needed to do. Take over the world. Everything will just take care of itself.
That's not a plan. What about infrastructure, the economy?
But first, Central, and now you. Stop hounding me. I did what I was supposed to do. build the doomsday devices, constructed all manner of terrible torture methods, and installed the inexplicably complex death machines. I did that, me! I'll run the world just fine and people will love it. Or I'll crush them. I'll run the world just fine. Just shut up!
Whoa. I trust you, but what about the rest of the world?
I don't know. I'll invent a mind control thingy or destroy Portugal! Or something stupid. Portugal. Come on, okay. What are we doing here? This is a good day. Let's get on getting you that health insurance. Here's my assistant.
Sir, security has a report for you. Your eyes only.
Bring it here. Sorry, Jeffrey, this sounds important.
Well. Hello there.
Hi.
Mimi Sweetbread, and you are?
My apologies. Mimi is my assistant. Mimi, this is Jeff Belasco, the man responsible for taking down the rogue John Blade.
You? You killed John Blade?
Afraid so.
Looks like we're close to figuring out how John Blade got into the building. I must deal with this. Mimi, please keep Jeffrey occupied.
I'll take care of him.
Who's what, why?
Shh. If you killed Blade, then you must be the one. I could feel it as soon as I saw you.
Feel what?
You are the one that's going to get me out of here. You're going to be the one to stop Tantamount.
The Continuing Adventures of John Blade Super Spy was written by Kylan Sinas and is an Evil Kitten production. Please visit our website, evilkittenproductions.com. Our theme song and other music are done by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design is by Will Snyder. The role of John Blade is played by Chris Smith. Mimi Sweetbread is played by Kim Fukawa. Jeff is played by Chris Powell. Troy Adnan is played by Harshjay Gagumal. Jenny Bell is played by Nikki Jasper. The Commander is played by Aaron Rees-Bozeman. The Voice PA is played by Rachel Craig. Professor Tantamount is played by Hui Nguyen. And Terry Baltus is played by Maureen Yasko. Follow John Blade on Twitter and Instagram at JohnBladePod or at EvilKittenPods. Do you like the show? Want more John Blade content? Then please become a patron today. Just head to patreon.com/EvilKittenProductions. We have tiers and rewards that can fit any budget. And finally, please help the show grow by giving us a rating and a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear your feedback. Thank you for listening.